Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule for the day. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect from 11 o'clock this morning through Saturday evening. So we're into that weather pattern, our fall winterish weather pattern, where we're going to see these small craft advisories. Overall, we have low pressure and a weak front passing over our northern waters today that's going to increase seas and winds. High pressure will maintain gusty northerly winds through the weekend, and those seas are going to relax a bit next week as the weather eases. We have northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15, becoming north 20 to 25, gusting to 30. Wind waves from the northwest 3 feet at 5 seconds and west swells 4 feet at 11 seconds apart. And by tonight, seas are going to build to 11 feet. So when seas get up in the teens, that's kind of pushing the envelope a little bit as they, between like, say, 11 feet and 20 feet, that's sort of an area where you might see some ship traffic delayed, depending on if any underpowered ships are looking to come in the river. The bar pilots might decide that, you got these, some ships have to wait until the weather eases. So it's just into that time of year when we have that problematic weather out there. And today we're going to be talking about sort of the ocean versus man story. It's a story of the community of Bay Ocean, an experiment in man against the sea. And the way this sort of works is that man usually loses if he doesn't or she doesn't plan well. So, and that's what happened with Bay Ocean. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 7 in our Astoria anchorages, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Today we have the Jun Leung arriving from South Korea. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, probably arrived there at about, or will arrive there at about 8:30 or so. So she could be out there already. The Neptune Leader is a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board, arriving from Richmond, headed for the Port of Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria maybe about now, even headed up to the Portland area. It takes about 6 hours to get upriver. The ATB Ocean Reliance articulated tug and barge rig is arriving from Port Angeles, Washington, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum. She will pass Astoria maybe around 3:30 p.m., so maybe around 9:30 in the Portland area. The American Freedom is arriving from Long Beach. She's a tanker with refined petroleum headed for the Portland area. Probably passing Astoria around 8:30 this evening. Could be there in the wee hours tomorrow morning in Portland. In our Astoria anchorage, all of our vessels are awaiting orders. The Pictor, the Genco Providence, the Wise Young, the MG Sakura, the Emerald Star, the Alpha Loyalty, the Medi Newport. A couple of those ships are up at the Rice Island Anchorage, which is a little bit upriver from Astoria on the north side of the channel, but you can see them all from Astoria, and so it makes the anchorage look really long, but it's actually two separate designated anchorage areas. In our outbounders, the Liberty Island is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 9 a.m., so maybe around 3 o'clock this afternoon we'll see her outbound. The Amos Integrity is leaving Vancouver about 2:30 maybe, so maybe about 8:30 past Astoria outbound. Another ATB, the Sound Reliance. We have the Ocean Reliance coming in. We have the Sound Reliance going out to sea. Refined petroleum again there, leaving about 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Ocean Venus is leaving Longview. Logs on board there, I think, leaving around 11 p.m., about 3.5 hours to Astoria from Longview. Let's talk about hubris, tragic flaws. Remember when we were in high school, many moons ago for me, and your English teacher would talk about Shakespeare and talk about hubris, that a sin of pride, so to speak, and the tragic flaw of the hero. Well, this is a story about a pretty tragic flaw in the planning of a community on an ocean beach in Tillamook. And this was a story about a developer who just thought that he knew more than the ocean knew. And we see this here, people who are not from here, I can't imagine where this person was from, but obviously didn't understand the ocean, didn't listen to the Army Corps of Engineers in recommendations. And the ocean is a very powerful thing. People come here sometimes and think that the ocean is a big lake with some fussy things at the edges, which we call surf. It's way more than that. It's one of the most powerful forces on the planet. And you can see that right here now in the repairs that have been going on to the North Jetty on the Columbia River, those giant boulders that we've all seen on trucks. They have been rebuilding the jetty rock by rock because it has been literally worn away by the force of the ocean. So water, extremely powerful force. So let me read you some of the story from it's online. It's called from a site called That Oregon Life, and it's the story of the community of Bay Ocean. Between Tillamook Bay and the sea, there's a narrow sandy peninsula where, about 100 years ago, a town stood. Not just any town, one of the biggest ones on the Oregon coast, with a municipal swimming hall full of warm salt water and a surf generator. It's the reason it's gone today, because the residents paid to build a jetty to make their steamship journey smoother. The jetty changed the ocean currents, and the ocean washed the town away. The residents had paid, essentially paid for their own destruction. Bay Ocean, as it was called, got its start in 1906 when a real estate developer named T.B. Potter got a hold of it and platted the town. Potter thought big. Over the next few years, he sold off 1,600 lots, built a large hotel, a dance hall, and that swimming pool, a mammoth structure right by the beach, so residents could choose between cold surf and warm water to swim in. The actual execution was more of a mid-size. He promptly installed a telephone network in Bay Ocean, which worked great for local calls across town, but it wasn't linked to the outside world. Getting fresh water was a hassle, too. Potter built a pipeline, but didn't put a booster pump on it, so the water pressure was so low that sometimes the water would not reach some of the lots. So you can see that this was... it was iffy at best. But the real problem that caused the destruction of Bay Ocean was the building of a jetty that was inspired because people needed to come to the community by boat. And it was kind of a rough crossing to get to it. So they wanted to build a jetty to calm the ocean and to keep the surf away from where they were going. So the residents started clamoring for a protective jetty. The Army Corps of Engineers told them they needed two jetties, but they only wanted one, so they only built one. As a result, the sea just beat on that jetty and wore it away, and at some point, the ocean just broke through and just destroyed the town, literally washed it away, and no one has ever tried to rebuild it since. So not a very good idea. Finally, in the early 1950s, to resume a little bit from the story, the sea breached the spit and rushed into Tillamook Bay, turning Bay Ocean into an island. Instantly, a multi-million-dollar oyster fishery was ruined, 1,000 acres of oyster beds buried in sand, salinity in the bay surged, the estuary's fisheries started to collapse. Finally, they built a second jetty, and that solved the problem, but it was too late for Bay Ocean, which by then the entire town was gone. So just a bit of a cautionary tale, you know. Water, we know this happens. People go out on the beach, they get a car stuck in the sand, and all of a sudden the car is smashed to bits. Boats are beach themselves when they get in trouble and are smashed by the ocean. So the power of the surf here, the power is we have a big tidal swing here. Just a reminder that the ocean is not a lake. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.